Let's give Anton and Laura some good love. If you want to go sit down, you're more than welcome to. Good morning again. Good morning. So I have a little story to tell you before I start the talk. And I heard about these four women. They were in their 80s and their 90s. They were driving along the freeway, and their car got pulled over. And the highway patrolman said, "Lady, do you realize how slow you were going?" And he said, "You were going 35 miles an hour on the freeway." She said, "Well, there was a sign back there that said 35. And he said, "That's Highway 35. And then he looked around at the other women, and they were just sitting there like this, scared to death, wide-eyed. And he says, "Ma'am, how come your friends are so scared?" And she said, "Because we just got off of Highway 95. I like that. God is good all the time. So we're going to talk today about who are the poor. So I looked at this talk title. I said, "Whoa, this is a good one." See, because I believe that at times we all are the poor, depending on where or what we put our attention on. So we know in science of mind that the nature of God is to increase, to become greater, and spirit is always expressing and desiring to express greater good at the core of each and every one of us. Yes? And so, who are the poor? If we're seeing poor, or acting poor, or feeling poorly, anybody ever go, "I'm feeling poorly"? My grandmother used to say that a lot. Then we are experiencing separation from our source. And you know, we hear it here in Joys and Support when we hear people get up and they ask for that healing. They ask for us to know that there is a greater truth for them because they're needing that support to understand that. And when they accept that and allow it, we see miracles take place in this community. Because it's God's good pleasure to give each and every one of us the kingdom. And yet there are times when we can only see or talk about what's not working. Yes? I've been guilty of that one. And I believe the goal for each and every one of us is to live richly, to live abundantly, and richness in mind and body and in spirit. And to live from the true inheritance of wholeness, perfection, completeness, right now. Everybody on board? Yeah. Good. I only hear it. How many are not? Okay, good. I like to think that each one of us has a goal to live richly. And that means in health and wealth and every sense of the word. To me, bringing God, the divine, into every moment, into every event of each day is our responsibility. And I'm sure you remember the story of Mr. Taylor. Anyone? Because I've said it before. I think this is a wonderful story. And Mr. Taylor kept failing in business. He failed after one business after another after another. Mr. Taylor believed in God, and yet he limited God by his connecting only part-time. Anybody understand that? And one day in meditation, Mr. Taylor heard, "Everything you do, all that you are and have is in partnership with the Lord. Consult with your divine partner in every event." And that day, Mr. Taylor's business and life turned around. He changed the name of his company to Lord and Taylor, which became a great success. People would ask him, "Who is Mr. Lord?" When we bring God into everything, everything as our partner, doors open where there seems to be no way. Where are you today? Where in your life will you bring in this divine partnership? Where will you call upon whatever you call it, God, the beloved divine spirit? Where will you place that is calling your name, that desires your highest and greatest good? Where are you placing it, calling it forth? Wherever you're feeling poor or disconnected or alone, I'd invite you to place God there. In The Game of Life, which is one of the books I really love, Florence Shovel Shins, she says that the 43rd chapter of Isaiah in the Bible tells us, "Behold, I will do a new thing." Are some great statements in Isaiah where the statements are showing the irresistible power of the supreme intelligence that we call God coming to our rescue at times of our need, times of trouble. No matter how impossible the situation seems, infinite intelligence knows a way out for you, for me. Every time I call upon the divine within me, or I say, I have no idea how to do this or what needs to take place, somebody will call me out of the blue. The answer will be revealed. We're hearing it here with everyone in our community, because working with our God power is our right. Hear that this morning. If you've got a place in you or an experience in your life, just say, okay, God, that one's yours. Because I don't know about you, but I don't know the answers. But I know the spirit of life that lives within me does. We are never alone. We are not set adrift in an unkind world, even though I have to admit that I thought I had been early on in my life. Seems like it at times, doesn't it? When it seems like that, just say, well, if you can't believe it, you say, Reverend Maggie does. I'm going to lean into her belief until I can believe it for myself. Florence Shin said, the answers of when students ask her the question, how do we make contact with this invincible power? And her reply always, she says, is by your word. Let's hear that again, by your word. Now, throughout the Bible, we hear word is powerful. Jesus spoke the word. Our word has power. Everywhere that we have read any of the Old Testament or the New Testament, it always talks about the word of God was spoken. It's up to each one of us to speak words of truth. Words of truth over our lives, over the people that we love, and the lives of our loved ones. I told you the story last week about my grandson, that I spoke the word of truth over him. He's graduating from the seventh grade, even though his father called and said, he's just like me, Mom, I don't know what to do with him. I said, speak the word of truth over him. Luckily, like I told you all last week, he's in Catholic school, so you see, he knows the power of God. It's just that with Grandma, he's going to know the power of God is within him, not within somebody else, even though it's in everyone, okay? We've got to understand that our word is powerful. Life returns to us what we think and what we believe. So let's watch our beliefs. Let's watch what we say to ourselves, because what belief do you have today that you're willing to leave here? That you're willing to forget you ever had it? What old story are you willing to give up today that you keep telling over and over again? I don't know about you, but I've had a story. We all tell stories. What are you willing to give up to Spirit this morning? See, because I believe that our freedom and our healing is just a word away. Think about that. It's just a word away. We each at different times hide our divine nature behind a mask of our old story, a mask of self-doubt, a mask of questioning, of fear. Today I'm going to invite you to deepen your faith and deepen that trust. Because you see, faith to me is an expectancy. It's like saying, I have faith that there is a power for good, and it will answer, it will support me, it will return to me that I so desire. Yes? Yes. And it's about each one of us using it. I could talk about this till I'm blue in the face, but until you go and say, yes, that's true for me, will it become your life? What are you expecting? So I'm going to invite you this week to add richness and gratitude to every moment. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, when I put a laundry in the washing machine, I thank it for working every time. I don't know about you, but when I was younger and first married, I didn't have a washing machine. I had to go to a wash and dry house. Anybody had to do that? You really appreciate a washing machine. And then when I put it all over into the dryer, I thank the dryer for working. Anybody had to hang clothes out on a clothesline? You see, we want to thank everything that works in our life for working moment by moment with that divine partner is saying, I am appreciating my life, and my life brings great value to me. Everything, the refrigerator. You know, I was on that minister of prayer line that CSL has, and this one woman, she kept calling all the time. And she'd tell you what she wanted prayer for. And she'd say, also pray that my refrigerator keeps running. Now, if you did the prayer and you didn't stop and in the part of the prayer say, and that your refrigerator keeps running, she would say, you didn't pray on my refrigerator. So I'd tell everybody who this woman would end up calling, I said, be sure and pray for her refrigerator. When we'd laugh about that, but yet, have you ever had your refrigerator go out? Every day I open that refrigerator, I say, thank you, God, this is working. You know, I have appliances that last so long. This one I bought insurance for because I was sure it was going to die. It never died. Finally, we gave it up. It works. Because we have to work the law, the power that is there for us. We become unencumbered by our past, by our history, by our story. When it seems to be no way, that a way will show up when we start to change the way we think. So let's ask Lisa to put up on the screen today. Today I open to my greater good. Let's all say that. Today, I open to my greater good. Are you willing to expect success? Yeah. Okay, then let's do it. I expect success. Are you willing to expect health? Yeah. Good. So what are you going to do? I expect health. Okay, let's move to the next. Oh, we can't see that. Let's see. I expect happiness.
I expect happiness.
I am prepared for my good.
My word is powerful.
And those flowers, aren't they beautiful? Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. My word is powerful. Breathe that in for a minute. With an attitude of gratitude and richness, let us invite God into everything that we do. By whatever name, Spirit, the Divine, the Beloved, that super consciousness within each one of us is there for us to call upon, to use, to work with. It isn't just for ministers, practitioners. It's for every one of us. A simple prayer begins with thank you. Thanks being given to God. Thank you for your friends. Thank you for your family. Thank you for the healing of your beloved ones. With the reminder that spirit is something active. It's alive. It's alive and it's eternal and it lives in us, you and me. Spirit is something that is greater than we are, something which we are intimately connected to. It is the life that lives and breathes within us. So why not use it? It's our safety net. God holds space for each and every one of us without judgment. Nothing we've done, no place we've been, nothing that has gone on in our past is ever held against us by the divine. So we're going to have to give it up for ourselves. Yes? Yes. We've got to claim our true essence. That is wanting to be called in to support us, to guide us, to work with us, to partner with us. Look at what happened to Lord and Taylor. What if you started Lord and your name, Lord and Maggie? And you walk through every day and every circumstance with this essence that there is a power that will guide you through everything that you need, through all that is yet to be. When we realize that within us is this super consciousness that gives us new beginnings over and over and over again, each and every day, multiple times within the day, God's love guides us back to ourselves. And it does help to take one of the classes. This is the book I'm going to be teaching in a couple of weeks. And the reason I chose it is it's a very simple book. But you can tell it touched my heart. It taught me even more how to turn to the divine for me, within me, and around me. So again and again, to give us a chance to recognize this presence in our lives is the exercise that we must all do. So let's allow this week, let's allow spirit to partner with us every day, in every moment. And let's give God room to amaze us, to bring something in that we never thought possible. Because you see, when we turn all of this over to the divine, to the beloved, to God, miracles take place. Guaranteed. So let's take a moment and take that into prayer. Knowing and accepting that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence, and it is the life that lives within and throughout each and every one of us, for we are the unique expression of the one life and the one power. We are the beloved in whom God is well pleased. And so today, we let go of any obstructions, any limitations, any poor thinking. And we claim our richness. We claim our personal power today, greater in God than ever before. Knowing and accepting that a powerful healing is taking place in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirit. Because we have called it forth. We have spoken our word. We have accepted that our word is not returned to us void. And as we speak this word, we recognize that with God all things are possible. And we stay open and available and accepting infinite possibilities. and greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust that divine mind that lives within me, lives within you, lives within our family, our friends. It's all one, unique in expression. So I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God, that power that says yes, returning to and through us, multiplied, magnified, and spilling over. We are truly full of it, and we're proud of it. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here, or you would like to be, please join me in saying, and so it is.
Amen.
Amen.